Welcome to the Jay Porks Podcast. Coming to you straight out of Staten Island, New York. Bringing you a weekly episode with the finest music news and whatever else is going on in Jay's life. Thank you so much for listening. Without further ado, here's Jay.
I know I say this a lot on the podcast, but it's just some seriously sick and twisted behavior that is displayed by this regime every single day.
The motives that drive someone to vote Republican are senseless, reckless, and dangerous for this country.
But a junkie for morphine, hop on the 78 local. Miss they stop every time it sleeps and roaming by my old school.
Isn't it fitting that the party that refers to themselves as the party of family values may very well be the greatest threat to family values this country has ever seen? Does anyone find that ironic?
School flunk, feel junk, but look at the accolades, skills drunk, full of myself, but still hungry.
I mean, if you're somebody that likes art, and if you're somebody who's into, like, expression and all that, and amendments, I don't understand how you can sit back and let this happen without standing up and saying, no, I'm not going to take that. This is not okay. This is not normal. Could someone just share with me why it's always my posts that get trolled on when I'm the one out here resisting, when I'm the one out here trying to fight the power and do the right thing like a Spike Lee movie? Can somebody tell me why I'm always the one, why people feel the need to direct their aggression at me as if I was the problem, as if I am one of the Republicans in this country who supports a fascist regime? I'm not. I'm out here resisting.
Resist. Remove.
Resist. Remove.
Resist. Remove.
Resist. Resist. Remove. Remove.
We are dealing with something unprecedented in the history of our country. A foreign adversary trying to influence our presidential election. That should scare everyone, Democrat, Republican, and Independent. And with the election just 8 days away, this can't wait any longer. Donald Trump should immediately disclose all of his ties and connections to the Kremlin and its associates.
Don't say we weren't warned, like every single day of 2016. Jay Porks Podcast.
When I start making love, I don't just make love, I be stroking. That's what I be doing. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. I be stroking. Let me ask you something. What time of the day to make love? Have you ever made love just before breakfast? Have you ever made love while you watch the Late Late Show? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on a couch? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on the back seat of a car? I remember one time I made love on the back seat of a car, and the police came and shined his light on me, and I said, I'm stroking. That's what I'm doing. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west, and I stroke it to the woman that
hey, yo, what is the word, people?
How long have
Welcome back into another action-packed edition of the Jay Porks Podcast. I am Jay Porks. With me, as always, on the other side of the glass, making sure this is a well-oiled podcast machine. Every week is the ever-popular nobody. Yes, I almost called it another podcast because I have a lot of podcasts now. A lot being two, and I get confused. That is on the intro. Clarence Carter. Or as he would say, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, with Strokin'. And it's perfect because it's the backdrop to Peter Stroke getting interviewed by the Congress and, like, being testifying under oath. And, like, all these GOP congressmen wanted to know was about, like, Lisa Page. And so it's like, do you stroke it to the left? Do you stroke it to the right? When do you stroke? You know, I'm surprised that song came out in 1986. I'm surprised I just discovered it now. It is so funny. So, yeah, Peter Stroke strikes back, and you can check that out. I talk about that on a brand new episode of Dies in Your House, which you can find on Least Coast Radio. That's Least Coast Radio for the least heard voices. Where do you find Least Coast Radio? That's probably what you're asking yourself. Well, I'll tell you. If you just wait 1 second, I will tell you. Stop. Chill. All right. You ready? Okay. You go on iTunes, you search Least Coast Radio. You can even search Jay Porks. You could search my government name if you know how to spell it. Not my middle name, it's not there. And it'll come up. You know, Jay Porks, Dies in Your House. Search for that. And go on YouTube, do the same thing. You could even go to patreon.com/jayporks. Yes, that's right. Patreon.com/jayporks. And we have three tiers. And it helps you become, and if you'd like to become a Least Coast Radio head, you could find yourself getting bonus episodes of Dies in Your House. Bonus episodes of, you know, Dies in Your House or other named podcasts hosted by me. Extra video content weekly by me. You get yourself personalized artwork. You get yourself shoutouts on all the Jay Porks podcast platforms. And, you know, that top tier that I don't expect much people to go to, I mean, the ultimate Jay Porks package, I mean, you basically get to be my best friend. Because that is a promise of a phone call per week with you, and I don't have phone calls per week with anybody. So, the idea is to spread the word. I'm also going to add a tier, I'm going to add a prize, like a thing, an extra something, where if you get someone to become a Patreon and to contribute to Least Coast Radio and become a Least Coast Radiohead, there'll be something I can give you. I just can't think of it right now. I have not thought of it yet. It has not come to me. Maybe when I get one Patreon, we will start talking about what exactly is our next move. So Peter Stroke be stroking. He be stroking questions over the fence because, you know, anybody that came out of that hearing, and I covered it on Dies in Your House, so you should listen to that. But anybody that came out of that hearing thinking that Peter Stroke is nothing more than a patriot and the GOP is nothing more but treason weasels, you got another thing coming. And you know what's odd? Over the weekend, Michael Flynn's son, another treason weasel, tweeted, "Do you know who interviewed Michael Flynn? Peter Stroke." Yeah, I bet that's why that's why the White House was advised not to hire him. Like, do people remember, like, yeah, okay, Peter Stroke interviewed him. Does everybody remember that Obama and everybody in the White House said, yo, this Michael Flynn guy is a character, and you shouldn't hire him as your national security advisor. But no, they just went about it anyway. Stroke confirmed that the dossiers did not trigger investigations. He also said he didn't speak to Glenn Simpson or David Korn. So he didn't speak to Fusion, and he didn't speak to the Russian Roulette author. Is it the Russian Roulette or is that David Ignatius? Russian Roulette's written by two guys. I got it confused. Okay, anyway. Big week. Treason Summit. The Treason Summit is happening. Trump meets his handler. But let me say, if there's one thing that I'm glad to have back. Like, sometimes things from the past creep up on you, and they come back, and you don't remember how good they were. And Sacha Baron Cohen's return is just amazing. So if you didn't know, he's got a show called Who is America? And it's basically like the Ali G show. Except he's not Ali G. He's got a new character. He's playing an Israeli guy. But he's got some face makeup. Not makeup. It looks almost like a... It could be a mask. Because they changed the way his like jawline is, I think. Because obviously, you know, people know Sacha Baron Cohen. It's harder to dupe people now. So... Oh man, they had this thing called Kindergarteners. Where they were trying to... They wanted to arm kindergarten kids. And like... It's not... I mean... Like, it's a comedy for people that know it's a comedy. But like, they were talking to these Congress people, these representatives. And these people were like, yeah, well, you're right. You know, four-year-olds should have guns. Why should they not have the right to protect themselves? Utter lunacy. And complete, you know, checkmate by Sacha Baron Cohen. You know, they wouldn't let him play Freddie Mercury. So he's on to bigger and better things. Bigger things. He's on to things. Other things. I don't know what the Queen movie's going to be like yet. So it might be bigger and better. But he's on to pretty good things, using his platform to showcase the stupidity that's running wild throughout America. And I'm just talking about the character I saw from the preview. I think there's three or four characters he's playing on the whole episode. Because I saw him talking to Bernie Sanders in a rascal wheelchair. So there's that. Something I wanted to touch on really fast that I am not too in tuned with. Well, I am, but like I haven't read up enough about it. And I have not done the research, but I just want to bring it up and I'm gonna put out some feelers here. What's going on with Ocasio-Cortez? From what I'm hearing, she's campaigning. She was campaigning in like Kansas or something. Like, you gotta win. You beat Joe Crowley in the primary. You gotta win this election. And I hear that Joe Crowley's been trying to reach out to her, and she has not been receive. She has not been returning his phone calls. So I know she's busy, huge upset in the district. But you know, I think when you primary the guy, you should hang out in your district until you win. That's all I'm saying. I understand there's a lot of young women running this year, and everyone's got to support one another. And yes. But, I mean, I think it's, what is it, NY11? Focus on that. And I don't know what's going on with Crowley. Somebody said Crowley was mounting a third-party campaign. I don't think that's going to happen. If he was going to be the next speaker after Pelosi, then I don't think he would break up the party he was going to be the speaker for. You know what I'm saying? I don't see him doing that, but we'll see. But we also have to watch if Ocasio-Cortez is... Like, let's find out where the money's coming from. Who's funding her? I like her. I agree with that. I agree with all the stuff she's saying. Besides the abolish ICE thing. Abolish ICE. You can't abolish it. Because that makes us sound crazy. When you say abolish ICE, that sounds like, oh, liberals want open borders. Which we do, but you can't tell them that. We want ICE to be revamped in a way that helps people, not, you know, we don't want it to be like this terrorist task force that comes into 7-Eleven and rounds up everyone working there. We want ICE to be a part of the government that works for everybody, that everybody can see and nobody can be like afraid of. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want immigrants to see ICE officers and get afraid. So we got to figure out, we got to fix ICE. We have to really fix it, revamp it, total revamp. But the abolish ICE, that's a Kremlin talking point that is made to stop a blue wave coming in November. Once that blue wave hits, hopefully we will get the articles of impeachment up and going. All right. We got some Mueller probe stuff. First, We're going to short commercial. Then I'm going to come back with the latest in the Mueller probe and the thread count when we come back after this. So apparently, Robert Mueller has found himself another coven full of witches. Washington. The special counsel investigating Russian interference into the 2016 election issued an indictment of 12 Russian intelligence officers on Friday in the hacking of the Democratic National Committee and the Clinton presidential campaign. The indictment came only 3 days before Trump was planning to meet with President Vladimir Putin of Russia in Helsinki, Finland. The 29-page indictment is the most detailed accusation by the American government to date of the Russian government's influence in the 2016 election, and it includes a litany of brazen Russian operations meant to foment chaos in the months before Election Day. From phishing attacks to gain access to Democratic operatives, to money laundering, to attempts to break into state election boards, the indictment details a vigorous and complex effort by Russia's top military intelligence service to sabotage the campaign of Trump's Democratic rival, Hillary Rodham Clinton. The timing of the indictment by Special Counsel Robert S. Mueller III added a jolt of tension to the already freighted atmosphere surrounding Trump's visit with Mr. Putin, Trump's meeting with Mr. Putin. It is all but certain to feed into the conspiratorial views held by the president and some of his allies that Mr. Mueller's prosecutors are determined to undermine Mr. Trump's designs for reproach. Here's the thing. I don't know if anyone on Fox News, and because legally, treason is only possible in wartime, I've been using sedition instead, because it sounds both cooler and more villainous. As I'm not the first to point out, Friday's indictment made clear that Russian active measures against our election, quote, meddled is not the right word for that, by the way, were a military op. If the Russian And if what the Russian military did to us was an act of war, then any American, from Roger Stone to Jared Kushner, from the impetus, should potentially be guilty of treason. Not conspiracy or whatever the heck it is. Treason. The penalty for treason is death. It always has been, because it's the worst crime you could commit. It's the active betrayal of 300 plus million Americans. I doubt this will happen to any one of the guilty, but it is the proper punishment. And if the roles were reversed, and we found out that Hillary Clinton colluded with Russia to swing the election, and then did all this crazy shit to make us weaker, and was clearly Putin's lapdog, who would take out full-page ads demanding the death penalty for all collaborators? Trump. Central Park 5, anyone? I'm sure Trump, were he not the target here, would argue vehemently that the death penalty for convicted collaborators would be a great deterrent to anyone else perpetrated by U.S. congressmen? By the president? It's disgusting. And Crimea ain't Russia. So, meets in private with his patron, and Trump's treason becomes even more egregious and impossible to deny. Shall we do a roll call of sedition? Hashtag treason summit. Speaker Ryan is a traitor to his country. Thanks for selling us all out, Paul. I hope the ghost of Ayn Rand is happy about your sedition. There you are, Devin Nunes. You are a traitor to the country. You are a traitor to the country.